At the Women's British Open this weekend at Scotland's fabled St. Andrews course, top-ranked Inbey Park is aiming to win an unprecedented fourth straight major in a single season. Park is the latest Korean golfer to dominate the LPGA Tour, but as Ron Schachter reports, she is facing a Chinese opponent who hopes to make some history of her own and help establish golf in her native country.
It's no secret that Asian women have dominated the LPGA Tour for years. Among the top 100 golfers today, more than half hail from Korea or Japan, not to mention Taiwan's Yanni Tseng, who has five major titles on her resume. Going into this weekend, Asian golfers have won 10 of the last 11 women's majors. One of those was the two-shot victory in the 2012 LPGA Championship by Shenshen Feng. She's the first women's champion to emerge from the People's Republic of China.
In at 6 under and maybe the first win for a player from mainland China, Shenshen Feng.
Feng's feat was shown on live television back home. As she celebrated that Sunday next to the 18th green, she wrapped herself in the flag of her native country.
At that time, at that moment, I was really proud to tell everybody that I was Chinese.
Feng's recent accomplishments are all the more impressive because until the early 1980s, the Chinese government banned golf as too elite. Feng started playing at age 10 when competition was scarce.
My first tournament, the national tournament, it was funny because in my group there were only 4 people. So if I beat one down, and then I'll be top 3 in the country. And so I ended up finished second.
Feng, who turns 24 on Monday, has come a long way since then. She's currently ranked 7th in the world and has won almost $3 million on the LPGA Tour, which she joined in 2008. It's helped, Feng says, that she came to the United States a few years earlier to train and learn English. Her coach Gary Gilchrist recalls that Feng also needed to develop confidence in her game.
You know, the first few years was really difficult for her because she saw some other girls that she played golf with do so well. One was Yanni Tseng. And I just told her, you know what, you just need to stay patient. Your time will come. And then last year, she just had that breakout year, which was fantastic to see. And to, you know, see her and watch her win her first major was unbelievable.
The LPGA will hold its first tournament in China this October. But Feng isn't the only emissary for Chinese golf. Last April, 14-year-old Qiang Langguan played in the Masters. He made the cut and plenty of headlines. China has a key booster in golfing legend Jack Nicklaus, whose company has designed dozens of new courses throughout the country. Paul Stringer is the executive vice president of Nicklaus Design.
The amount of golfers in China is growing tremendously fast, as you can imagine, and they think that there's, you know, in the neighborhood of 2 million active golfers right now. They think that number is going to get up to 20 million before very long.
Junior golf is flourishing in particular, Stringer says. Nicklaus has opened a golf academy in China. A Nicklaus Academy in South Korea has turned out a number of LPGA golfers in that country.
Jack has been involved with China golf for a long, long time, both on a professional level, but, you know, more recently in promoting the game and promoting junior golf. And I think what was evident was when young Guan was at the Masters and certainly getting some time with Jack, he was asking a lot of different questions just because of Jack's experience and obviously Jack's willingness to kind of tutor and help these kids and promote the game.
Sean Pyun, the LPGA's Director of Tournament Business Affairs, manages the tour's 6 tournaments in Asia. He offers a bold prediction.
Probably within the next 5 years, you may see China taking over Korea as the dominant force in the women's golf. I can tell you that there are a number of players at somewhere between 13 to 16 today that could, within the next 3 to 5 years, compete at the highest level.
The addition of men's and women's golf in the next Summer Olympics should speed the process, Pyun says. In the past, China has made quantum leaps in sports from gymnastics to diving in order to excel on the Olympic world stage. Shenshen Feng offers a more cautious outlook about the future of competitive golf in her country.
I think it's getting more and more popular, but for sure, we still can't compare, you know, golf with maybe tennis or diving. But I would say because now golf is in Olympics 2016, and if somebody like from China can do well in the Olympics, then I'm pretty sure golf will be one of the biggest sports in China.
Feng adds that she wants to be that somebody. For Only a Game, I'm Ron Schachter.